Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we look at trees. Well, not just any ordinary trees. They're imperial, planted in the heyday of the Austro-Hungarian Empire at the end of the 19th century. These Kaiserlinden are important political symbols of past glory and are protected by the government. Here's Monocle's Alexei Korolev.
Different nations choose different things to represent their national pride. And in Austria, this role has been assigned to a tree.
As a national important tree in some countryside villages or in cities, they plant also the tilia in the middle of the places, and often they planted tilias for the birthday of the emperor or empress.
Gerd Koch manages the magnificent gardens of Vienna's Imperial Schönbrunn Palace. The grounds are so vast we have to drive around in a golf cart, as Gerd shows me the lime trees, or tiliae, specially planted in honour of the Habsburg family. They are called Kaiserlinden, and they're probably the last living organisms to have personally seen Emperor Franz Josef. But apart from being a smashing birthday gift, the Kaiserlinden are just practical, Gerd says.
In Austria, the tilias in historic gardens are very special for alleys. They are very easy to cut them and pruning them, and they always have beautiful leaves and they grow very easy.
Giving someone a tree is a common enough practice around the world. But in Fondesiacal Austria, it turned into a veritable industry as Emperor Franz Josef celebrated anniversary after anniversary of his reign. But he's not the only monarch in Austrian history that received dendrological presents. The famous 18th century Empress Maria Theresia also got some.
The oldest tilia is, I would think, about 300 years old. He's in the wood on the Glorietberg. And here we see one tilia, and I think is from the time from Maria Theresia. Mm-hmm.
And it didn't always have to be a lime tree. Could be a myrtle.
We have other plants. We have Myrte, Maria Theresian Myrte. It comes when Maria Theresia married Franz Stefan. He got a plant from Constantinople, and this is the Kaiserin Myrte. And when some emperor come or our president, they get Maria Theresian Myrte.
All this botanical symbolism becomes even more meaningful this year as Austria marks 100 years since the fall of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Ironically, the Kaiserlinden far outlived the monarchy whose immortality they were meant to represent. Ironically, too, they are protected by the government, a government that rejects all the tenets and principles of the Habsburg Empire. Gerd Koch says the custom of planting saplings for Austrian statespeople has now been stopped. And so the Kaiserlinden will remain, for another couple of hundred years at least, a unique natural and political statement, a reminder of what some Austrians still regard as the best time in their country's history. For Monocle in Vienna, I'm Alexei Korolev.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Alexei Korolev for today's episode. And remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.